Hello.
Hello, this is Maddie Jo from eBay. I received a call me request from this number. Can I have your first name?
Yes, it's Henry.
Hello, Henry. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, I do want the account here, Jen. Stannis, how can I assist you?
I've had an ongoing account issue for some months now, and I wasn't eventually able to resolve it on the telephone. So what I did was what I was advised to do on the telephone, which was to send in a letter concerning the issue to the address in Dublin. And then a couple of weeks ago, when I received no response, not even a courtesy response from that address, I was advised to write into San Jose and Richmond in the UK. And I've received nothing from them either. I was wondering what, if you could give me any advice on this.
Okay. Actually, as I can see here, somebody tried to get in touch with you, but they were not able to reach you. It was actually two representatives. But anyway,
when was that?
The very last was on the... Actually, just today.
Oh.
And then there's another one on the 15th of August as well. That I believe that was after you wrote the letter of complaint. But anyway, that's what you want to do, right? You want to write them a letter of complaint. Is that it?
No, I want. How was I attempted to be contacted today?
By phone.
On which number?
For that one, I won't be able to check it anymore, but what it says here, hang on, let's see. They actually sent you an email, I believe.
To which email?
It doesn't say what phone number or what email. All I can see here is the note that somebody tried to get in touch with you.
I see.
Hang on, Penny, I'm just going to check on the note so that I know what's going on, okay? Is this about your sales that it was being cut?
Correct.
Your profits? Yeah, okay. Let me double check. Give me 1 second here. Okay, since you already tried to contact Dublin and you haven't had a response yet, just give me 1 second here. I'm going to check what you need to do, okay? Give me
okay.
A minute or two. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for reading. Okay, here's what I'm going to do, Henry. I'm just going to talk to the department first who handled sales, and I'm going to explain to them what happened. Give me a minute or two, and then I'll collect your call.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Henry, for waiting. I do have Joseph on the other line. He's going to assist you further, okay?
Okay.
Cheers, bye.
Bye now. Hey, Henry. How are things?
Hello. Oh, very good.
How are you? Yeah, sorry, just reading through some of the notes right now. Yeah, so you're having a drop in sales, is that it?
No, I've put in 4 letters and I've not had any responses to them.
Okay,
it's not a drop in sales. If you actually read the information, what it is an £85,000 per annum cap across all accounts in my name, which shouldn't be there because I'm VAT registered.
When did this happen?
Well, the effect has been present since a good couple of years, but it wasn't a problem then. It's only been a problem since I've become VAT registered in April.
Okay. And then these letters that you said you're sending in, you were emailing eBay directly, were you?
Well, there's one went into Dublin 8 weeks ago, and I repeated that a couple of weeks ago, and they've gone to San Jose, and they've gone to Richmond, which has a virus to do. The full details are on the front page of my shop, if you wish to trawl through that. Yeah, no replies to any of them. Which looks like being ignored to me.
Yeah, that's not great, obviously. Colleague here now trying to resolve this. Yeah, fine. Was the VAT number sent to the business seller info page? Did you have it loaded up?
Yes.
It's already loaded there. Okay. Yes, yeah, displayed all over the shop and in the business seller information as well. Strange one.
And it's not supposed to make any difference because no such capping system exists. Anyway, does it?
I haven't come across one, no.
No. That is at least the official line, which one accepts as...
I've, like, never...
A statement.
Like, unless it was... The account was restricted at some stage and something like that has gone wrong. Yeah, okay, that's a bit weird. The user ID is Jenna Stannis.
Yeah.
Like Jenna underscore Stannis. The business seller information is Henry James Walmsley.
Yep.
That might have to be changed.
Ah, really?
Just kind of double check here. This is one of the lads is looking into it here from a different department.
I think you could look at hundreds of other shops where that's not the case. That is the first time I've heard that one. How could I possibly change my username?
Yeah, you can change your username, that's not a problem. That's if that is the issue. That's what's going on here now tomorrow.
Goodness me. That's a long shot, Joseph.
It could be a long shot.
My goodness, I've tried some other long shots.
What other things have you tried at the moment?
Making sure that the VAT details exactly match the business name and the actual name on the account. Entering it with spaces, entering it without spaces. Originally, if you entered it with spaces, it didn't actually check correctly with VISE. I had to find that one out myself, but that changed a few weeks later, interestingly, after I sent in my first letter. Everything. I have tried everything, but of course, this isn't supposed to happen, so, in a way, why bother?
It's a very strange one, to be honest with you.
Mm. It's across accounts, of course. I've got more than one shop.
Yeah, exactly. It's happening over. I was going to call a colleague here.
Okay.
And eat them. and just have them have a look at the restriction on the account.
Yep, take as long as you like, it's no problem.
No problem at all. I'll be back here shortly.
Okay.
Hi, Henry.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for waiting there. Okay, yeah, so, like, again, like, the colleague that I was just talking to, they're after confirming there's no block on any of the accounts that you have.
Okay.
For a cap of 85,000. The only one there would be James from Space.
Right.
And that one is, it's a selling limit that's on the account of, like, £7,200.
Oh, right,
but
yeah.
But it's not that they've capped that one, it's just that they've,
I'll just use that for buying. Yeah. Right. Okay. Then. Same business as usual, other than the fact that I now need to close this Genestanis account. Could you guide me through the process?
That one is kind of straightforward. Let's see.
Do I need to end all the listings first, or anything?
Yeah, you'll have to end the listings and. Second there now. Yeah, there's 164 listings. You'll have to end all those, and you would also have to give it a certain amount of time after there's activity taking place on the account, like fees going in or anything like that.
Yeah.
So it could take about 30 days to close after there's been activity on the account involving money or sales of items.
Indeed, in case anyone wants to
return anything.
But as long
as all that's closed out, you just go to your account settings. And then you'll see up over invoices, you'll see close my account.
Right, well, I'm just ending all the listings.
Yep.
Given that there's no point in me having this shop open, despite the fact that according to what you say, over the last 8 years, that's made £16,000 for eBay. Let's see.
What is the figure of sales there at the moment? Like, have you actually hit 85,000?
This happens regularly over the two accounts, and let's see. A couple of years ago, the annual turnover was 85,000, 84,000. I think the year after it might have been 83,000. What happens is that whenever I hit £232 in a day, we get sales halving. If I close down for a week. It increases exponentially and then suddenly decreases again after when it hits 85,000 divided by 265 days, that being £232. What happens in April is that the algorithm equalizes you up, and last April I sold £85,000 divided by times 31 over 365, which is precisely that amount for a month, and it was to within the nearest pound for a month. So this is ridiculous. It's so obvious that it's just untrue. So I've ended all the listings. Where's the close my account link? I have seen that somewhere.
You just have to go up your name, hello Genestanis,
right.
And then click on that and then click account settings. If there's anything on the invoice wrong, I got like that all has to be cleared before.
Indeed.
I'm actually there.
Of course,
know.
Yeah.
But once the listings are ended, then at least no sales can come in on it, so it will keep pushing the
account
the road.
So we're on this little page here, having clicked on the name. Is it under edit profile?
No, it's over to the right hand side. Or is that a profile?
Items for sale, visit shop.
Click on account set. You might have to close the shop as well, actually. Subscriptions, if you have one open.
Which I do. So,
Go to subscriptions then, in that case, and you can close it from there.
Subscriptions. I'm in overview.
Did you go to Hello Genestanis and then click on that, click account settings, it should load you onto a page where you'll see my account, and then running down the left hand side you'll see everything you need there. Subscriptions then, that'd be for the shop.
Okay, I'm in there now. Cancel. It's having a bit of a think.
Fed shop?
Yeah.
I'll take a look at the drone now as well.
Please review and confirm your cancellation. Yeah, I'm pretty darn sure about this. Confirm. And now we go back to my account. And we go down. And under my account, I'm seeing personal information, addresses, communication, site preferences.
The, over to the far right.
Aha! Got it.
Yeah, there you go.
Contacting us, done that.
No, it's not going to let you close the account now. It won't let you close the account for 30 days after the bill has been cleared.
Right, yes. Yes.
All the activity is gone. But you can go through, it'll show you what, it'll kind of give you the criteria. If you go through and try to close now, actually, it'll tell you exactly what you need to do as well, which would be handy.
Right, okay, and that will save your time.
Which is fair enough.
Right, Jojo, thank you. You've been as much help as you possibly could be today. I think the more people bring this little issue to the fore, the better. But, of course, most people won't notice it.
Yeah, and I have notes about it anyway. I'm going to be talking about it later because I don't know what the hell is going on with this one.
Okay, good. Thanks, then.
All right.
Bye.
Take care, Henry. Bye now. Bye-bye.
Hey, Peter.
Hello,
Henry. Sorry. Peter's a good man. Sorry about that. Yeah. Henry, yeah, so I was talking to them. They said that I could raise a tip for it, basically it'd be like an internal tech report to see what's going on the account. If you can bear with me and I tried to work this one out for you, it could take a few days to hear back from them. But they will get back to me. I'll just have to write up an explanation of what's happening there. I have a lot of notes here on it, but you reckon that it's, like, say, if you do £84,000 in the year, you're dividing that out by the days, and coming back to the conclusion that it's a cap on your daily sales more so than a cap over the whole year. Is the sector giving you an allowance of sales for the day?
I've seen daily behavior, yes. And I think I put that on the front page there, just that I hit £232, and then sell half of that for their entire week and then it creeps up again. But who knows exactly what's going on? But I've seen daily behavior and I've seen real monthly behavior as well.
But
all of these numbers, they lead back to £85,000, and we all know what that's about.
Sure. And it's always leading back to the same figure at the end of the year, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, leave it with me. I'm going to send them an email and just explain what's going on, get them to have a look at the account to see if there's some sort of technical thing that's taking place on it that's restricting it. Like with all the other departments, they're saying like there's no way we're restricting the account. They just wouldn't do it because they obviously want you to be making money so that we can make money. But
of course there was a change to UK law a couple of years ago. And it explicitly says in the HMRC guidance that we feel online marketplaces could be made responsible for unpaid VAT. So I suspect this is a little algorithm that some little monkey somewhere in the system, and it's got stuck. It's not taking account of the fact that I'm now VAT. why people are jumping. That's the reason.
Yeah, that could be it. Okay, well, that's actually good to know. Okay, yeah, leave me with that then, that's actually good. Yeah, when did they change that, Henry?
I think it was a couple of years ago. I don't know exactly, but when I did look at the guidance, that is a sentence that is in there.
Okay. I'll probably look that up before I put this email together as well.
Okay.
A few years ago. I'll find out later, a few years ago. It'd be like 2017 or 16 or something like that, maybe.
Something
it
was like that, yeah.
I'll try to find the for online sales then, for that. Okay, leave it with me. I'm going to get this done here now. I'm going on lunch, so I'll just fill out just before I come back. I have a few minutes to spare. I'll fill out that email then, get it sent off to them. Now, I will hear back from, so I'll send you an email or I'll give you a call then to let you know.
Yeah, you need to call back. We're currently on the wrong number, actually. What is the one I'm calling on?
Okay. So one sec there now, it's going to go to your account. Primary. Would you mind calling out the other number? It's easier than... Mm-hmm. Is it on the listing? Is it the same number that's on your...
No, the number that you need to call, ideally, is 02381785.
Okay, perfect. No worries. I'll give you a shout back on that then.
Okay.
No worries, yeah. Thanks, Henry.
Thanks
for being with me. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.